Parental advisory warning. This program contains murder! This is Vinland Radio.
Hello and welcome to Vinland Radio. I am your host, King. Coming up this week, we got new music from Aborted Fetus, Mastodon, and Night, all coming up a little bit later. But to kick things off, Santa's back with a brand new EP called Pharaohs. Now, this is an EP earlier this year called Telemark, five songs, and that was the more metal side of things. Now, this one is, he's more mellow. Stuff, so yeah, just be prepared for that going in, that it isn't all that aggressive. There's a couple of covers on here, Roads by Portishead and Manhattan Skyline by Aha, but let's just get to one of the original tracks, shall we? This track is called Losing Altitude, brand new music from Issa and right here on Vinland Radio.
Dead weight has to go, although it hurts.
music right there from Calgary's own Lost in Static, brand new single called Trainwreck. For more info on those guys, you can check out their Facebook page, facebook.com/lostinstatic.band. And before that, some brutal death metal courtesy of Aborted Fetus and their new album, Pyramids of Damned. We heard the track Earth's Bloody Punishment.
Finland Radio presents The Underground Spotlight.
This week's Underground Spotlight falls on Vancouver's Dead Quiet. This group delivers some killer doom stoner rock stuff. I don't know, they're just great. They sound awesome. They just released their third album, Truth and Ruin, and you can get your grubby little hands on it if you head over to deadquiet.bandcamp.com, and I highly suggest you do. So let's get to some music, shall we? This track is called Forever Unsung, as the Underground Spotlight falls on Dead Quiet.
Not ready to sing this song. They say the writing's on the wall. We'll be right back.
welcome back for another episode of Under the Blade with Dr. Gore, and this week we are going to continue our countdown to episode 666 with a song from Theory in Practice off of their Colonizing the Sun album. This is some good tech death metal and some truly excellent music courtesy of these Swedes. Off of Colonizing the Sun, this is Theory in Practice with The Clockwork That Counts the Aeons, as we continue our countdown to episode 666, right here on Vinland Radio. We'll be right back.
We interrupt this regularly scheduled program to bring you...
What is this garbage you're watching?
I want to watch the news.
Are you making headway at least?
This is the news.
That's right, it's news time. Swedish melodic death metal pioneers Dark Tranquility will release their new album Moment on November 20th by Century Media. Moment will be available as a digipack, black LP, silver LP, and a jewel case CD as well. This is an interesting one right here. Fear Factory has launched a GoFundMe campaign for its long-awaited new album. The disc, which features Dino Cazares on guitar and bass, Burton Seabell on vocals, and Michael Heller on drums, is tentatively due for a 2021 release via Nuclear Blast Entertainment. Fear Factory released a message saying that we are relieved to report that the legal matter surrounding the Fear Factory name has now come to an end, and the band is now able to move forward. Has been a long road in getting to this point, and it's certainly not been without its challenges, both professionally and personally. As a result, it has caused a significant blow and thrown a wrench into the gears of the Fear Factory machine, by creating a heavy financial burden of debt and crushing legal fees associated with many of the disputes on the road to reaching the final outcome. So I'm guessing that's why this GoFundMe campaign is up there, to kind of help pay off some of their legal bills. If you're a big Fear Factory fan, go check out that GoFundMe campaign, and maybe I'll get a little something special out of that one too. Those things usually work, like an advanced copy of the album or something like that. Pantera's final opus, Reinventing the Steel, represented a recommitment to everything the band loved about heavy metal. Pantera's swan song turns 20 this year, and Rhino will celebrate with two new versions that feature an unreleased mix of the album by longtime producer Thierry Date. The first is Reinventing the Steel 20th Anniversary Edition, a 3-CD set that will include a newly remastered version of the original album and a selection of rarities. The set will be released on October 30th and will be available through digital streaming services as well. Now, Reinventing the Steel 20th Anniversary Edition will also be released as a double LP set on silver vinyl, featuring the new Thierry Date mix as well, plus 8 bonus tracks, making their vinyl debut, and it's going to be limited to 5,000 copies on 180 gram audio file vinyl, and that one's going to be coming out on January. Pretty excited to hear the Thierry Date mixes. Actually, I've heard a couple of songs already, trying to compare them both back and forth to see how much of a difference there actually is, but for you big Pantera fans, I'm sure that one's one to look forward to. Judas Priest and Rufus Publications have announced the publication of the first official Judas Priest book, documenting the band's extensive history over the last 50 years. Titled Judas Priest, 50 Years of Metal, the book has been put together by Dan Silver and Ross Hafflin and Jane Andrews. It's a huge 648-page coffee table book that chronicles the history of the world's most famous heavy metal band, using hundreds of previously unseen, unpublished photographs from rock's greatest photographers. The book explores the band's exciting history on stage and off in a unique photo documentary designed to excite fans and devotees of true heavy metal over the world.
All right, hold up there, King. I think that you forgot a major news story. Murder Metalers Macabre have released some new music for the first time since their Grim Scary Tales album in 2011. The album is called Carnival of Killers, and I've only heard the one single off of it, but it sounds fucking great. The song is called The Lake of Fire, so why don't we get right to it? Brand new Macabre, right here on Vinland Radio.
Required.
black and death metal right there, courtesy of Austria's Theotoxin, their new album Fragment. Ian Hartbeck, I pronounced that wrong, but it's a new album. We heard the track Obscure Divinations. Before that, Darkened, brand new music from Darkened. Now, Darkened is an international act consisting of members from Sweden, United Kingdom, and Canada. And the Canada portion is Gord Olsen, and he plays here in Calgary in Ye Goat Herd Gods and Divinity. So yeah, definitely looking forward to this one. Some killer death metal. They just released a brand new full-length album called Kingdom of Decay. Go get your grubby little hands out. And we just heard the track Dead Body Divination. Hey guys, like to get in touch with us here at Vinland Radio. Like I say, absolutely every single week. It is pretty easy. You can email us at vinlandradio@yahoo.ca, or the Facebook page is a great way to get in touch as well. Okay, Mastodon are back with a brand new compilation album called Medium Rarities. It's out right now via Reprise Records, consisting of a bunch of covers, some live tracks, and I guess just some rare songs that haven't been released on albums. So let's check out one of those tracks, shall we? This one's called Fallen Torches. Brand new music from Mastodon right here on Midland Radio.
Fire! lock on the door. You don't know where it's calling for.
instrumental stuff right there, courtesy of the Dead Centuries. It's the track was called Pop Soda. It's a brand new single they got out. Check them out. There's some really killer playing on that. Yeah, check out their Facebook page, facebook.com/deadcenturies. Ooh, that's some good old rock and roll, courtesy of Sweden's Night and their brand new album, High Tides, Distant Skies. And we heard the track Crimson Past. That's going to do it for another episode of Vinland Radio. I'd like to thank all you guys for listening. Also, I'd like to thank my co-host, Dr. Gore. Okay, to end it off, like we do absolutely every single week, we're going to go with a cover. This time we're going to hear Anthrax take on the Rush track Anthem. And until next week, guys, see ya.